Well, I've appreciated being in this meeting. And I'd like to share with you a thought that the Lord blessed me with some time back in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Ephesians 6 and verse 5 says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Amen. With good will, doing good service as to the Lord, not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." In this reading, we read about servants and masters. And that doesn't really seem fair, does it? Why is it that some people in life end up being the masters and others the servants? And according to human nature, we like to see a level playing field. But I notice the scripture here doesn't even address that thing that seems unfair to us. Instead, it encourages us how we are to act in situations like that. We are to do things as unto Christ. This phrase, as to the Lord, I got a hold of that. That stood out to me. This is to govern our conduct in life. We are to live our lives as to the Lord. There may be a temptation to feel like my company's taking advantage of me. Now today we're not literal servants and literal masters, but many of us have jobs. And when we go to work for a company, we should not be one of those that will stage a work slowdown, feeling like the company's taking advantage of me. But I believe that we ought to work for our employers as unto the Lord. And perhaps we may realize the company's getting rich off of me, prospering because of me. Why aren't they sharing more of the money with me? But I want my company to prosper because of me. I appreciate my job. And if the company does prosper, then really that's good for me. But ultimately, it's the Lord who is my employer anyway. And He will reward me. Even if the company may not pay the amount that I may feel like is fair or whatever it may be, the Lord is the one that will reward us.
Amen.
It says in verse 7, "with good will doing service." That should be the motivation of our heart, with good will. It doesn't matter if the boss is there seeing what I'm doing. If my heart has goodwill in it, I will be productive for my company. The motivation should not be whether or not I really get a big paycheck or whether or not life is fair or how other people treat me. But we should be doing things realizing the Lord is looking on and we need to seek our reward from Him. In Matthew chapter 6, in verse 1, it says, "Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." You see where our reward comes from?
Yeah.
The things that we do in secret for the Lord, He is the one to reward us. We don't have to have the praise of men. Verse 5, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." That's the one that I want to reward me. Verse 16, "Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Doing things as unto the Lord, recognizing He is the one to reward us in life. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 42, it is the story of someone that began to abuse what he was given in life. The Lord said, "Who is then that wise and faithful steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give to them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." That servant was saying, "My Lord is delaying his coming." But what people don't seem to realize is the Lord is seeing us all the time anyway. So we ought to be living each day as to the Lord. If we live as to the Lord in our daily lives, it will put things in a whole new light. To realize that the Lord is looking down into our hearts. He sees our intentions. He knows everything about us. So it only makes sense that we would live in a way that is as to the Lord. And when we live that way, it changes our attitude toward life. Instead of worrying about, is the paycheck right? Have people shown appreciation for me like they should have? If we're doing it as to the Lord anyway, then the Lord is the one that we care about. And whether or not we receive the applause and praise of men really isn't so important, but it is the Lord who is the one that we want to please. Think about doing things as to the Lord. What would we give Him if we were doing things as to Him? Would it be our very best? Consider Joseph in Matthew chapter 27. Matthew 27 and verse 57. When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in a rock. And he rolled the great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Now, Joseph was a rich man. And in those days, tombs were shared by a family. They would put the body in the tomb, the body would decay, and the bones would be moved to a different location. And then when the tomb was needed again, it was available again. And imagine over the decades what the bottom of the tomb must have looked like. The stain. Not a very pleasant place. But this rich man had prepared well for himself, probably both in life and for afterlife. And he gave the very best of the Lord, a tomb that had never been used, thinking, what can I do for the Lord? And he did it as to the Lord. Gave him the very best that he had. I appreciate examples that we have in the Bible of those who live their lives as to the Lord. The woman who spilt the alabaster jar. Such an expensive thing. Perhaps a year's wages. She just gave it as to the Lord. The time that David received long for the drink from the well of water that was held by enemy hands. And three brave men risked their lives to go and bring him that drink. And rather than drinking it, David poured that drink out as to the Lord. I just can't do it. This may have cost blood. What a beautiful thing to give as to the Lord. In Matthew, the 21st chapter, Matthew 21 and 6, the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sat him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. I want you to picture this day. A day where people were rejoicing about the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And when they saw the King of Kings coming, the Lord of Lords, they wanted to do something for him. They wanted to honor him. And they began taking their coats and laying them in the road for the animal to step on. Back in those days, the garments were not so easy to come by. They were hand sewn. Perhaps it took a lot of wages to buy one garment. And imagine someone wanting to do something for the Lord, wanting to honor him as king, and taking that coat off. And here, Lord, I want the very animal that you're on to trot on this, doing it as to the Lord. And perhaps someone there wearing their older clothes, realizing this isn't the best I have. Son, run to the house and get my very best coat, because it is the Lord. It is the highest one, and I want to do something to him, for him. We have other examples of folks in the Bible that did something as to the Lord. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, David had committed sin by numbering Israel, and the Lord sent a pestilence, and a lot of people died, 70,000 people. And David's seer was named Arauna. He came to David and told him to go set up to make an offering to the Lord. In verse 18, and Gad came that day. I'm sorry, his name was Gad. Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Arauna the Jebusite. And David went according to the saying of Gad, and went up as the Lord commanded. And Arauna looked and saw the king and his servants coming toward him. And Arauna went out and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Arauna said, wherefore is the Lord my king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be stayed. And Arauna said unto David, let the Lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of oxen and wood. All these things did Arauna, as a king, give unto the king. And Arauna said unto the king, the Lord thy God accept thee. I imagine that these oxen, the instruments, the threshing floor, were a source of livelihood for this man. But yet he was willing to give them as to the Lord, to help stay the plague, to help turn the wrath of God. But David refused, and he said, neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which costs me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. A willingness to do things as to the Lord. Lord, what is the price? What is it that you require? Here, take the very livelihood that I have, because I want your favor for our people and for my life. I thought of Joseph in Genesis chapter 39. Genesis 39:2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, and daily she tempted him. Had Joseph chosen, he could have yielded to that in the privacy of that home, but Joseph wasn't living that way. There are many men that no doubt would have fallen, and today there are many men that would have taken that opportunity, but Joseph was living as to the Lord. That's why he's such a Bible hero to me, because I respect that. Someone that will live that way every day of their life. It is not about what I can get out of life, maximizing pleasure in life or whatever it may be, but there's a Lord God in heaven, and I'm trying to live in a way that will please Him. I thought of Daniel and the three Hebrew children, how that they purposed in their hearts that they would not defile themselves with the king's meat. Now, they had high positions, and they could have feasted at the king's table. They could have enjoyed that pork and the wine and all those things that may have defiled them, but they chose instead to live as to the Lord. Here they were, so far away from where the temple once stood, and in a land of heathen people that were full of wickedness. Do you ever find yourself in a place like that, where you're far away from the saints, maybe in a city where there is no congregation, and really, if you choose, you can live the way you want to? But these men chose to live as to the Lord. They recognized there was a God in heaven that was looking down, and they wanted to honor Him. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. And she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set before him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. Now I notice a few things about this great woman. She was a woman that apparently was given to hospitality. And she was also a woman that had some discernment. I perceive that this is a holy man of God. And she wanted to do something as to the Lord. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the hosts? Now you have done us this great kindness. What reward would you like? Would you like to stand before the king? Just tell me what it is. What is your wish? And notice her response. And she answered, I dwell among my own people. I wasn't doing that for reward. I was doing that as to the Lord. And I don't need a reward for what I've done. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he went on and told this woman that you will have a child. What a blessing for doing something as to the Lord. She didn't request any favor in return. But because of the goodness of her heart, because she was willing to do something like that, the Lord granted her a son in her old age that she didn't have. There is a real rich blessing for living our lives as to the Lord. I believe that living as to the Lord also applies to our relationships with other people.
Yeah.
In human nature, if you treat me right, I'll treat you right. I'll return the favors. But if we can get a hold of this thought to live our lives as to the Lord, I believe we can go beyond that. And in traffic, when somebody cuts us off, we don't have to say, "Wait till I get ahead of you." But instead, we can live as to the Lord, even in traffic. In our homes, on our jobs, when people don't treat us right, when we recognize, I need to live my life as to the Lord. I need to treat that person in a way that's right, regardless of how they treat me. I believe the Lord will bless in our relationships. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. A willingness to do things as we would do it unto the Lord. No matter what the source is, someone who treats us badly or someone who treats us well, to recognize the Lord gave me some commandments in life that I must follow, and I must be careful that in my treatment I'm doing it in a way that the Lord would be pleased with. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 41, Jesus said, whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name. Notice that. Giving someone a cup of the water in the Lord's name. In other words, as to the Lord. Because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. There is a great reward for living our lives as to the Lord.
Amen.
Consider Abraham, the day that the men came to visit him. In Genesis chapter 18, I don't believe that Abraham knew that it was the Lord that came that day when they first came. Genesis 18 and 1, the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent and door in the heat of the day, and he lift up his eyes and looked, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. You have come to me, and I am your servant. And he was doing things as to the Lord. But little did he know when he first did that it really was the Lord. What a blessing it must have been when the realization came to him. When I had them go prepare that calf that was tender and young, and take the butter and milk and prepare such a good meal, when I was down washing his feet, it was the Lord God himself. I believe that we will do things in life as to the Lord, and we will be surprised someday what a blessing it is, who we were actually doing it to. Jesus said, if you do it to one as one of my children, you're doing it to me.
Yeah.
I've thought about foot washing, and I believe the Lord has given me an understanding of how we are to go about that. Feet are unpleasant. They don't look good and sometimes don't smell good. And the foot washing part, I understand why a lot of churches have given that up. It's an humbling thing. it's kind of embarrassing. And I feel like when I wash someone's feet in ordinance service, I should put my heart into it. Their feet, they should feel like their feet have been washed and properly dried. I put some effort into it. I believe that's the way the Lord would have us do it, as to the Lord. Not, I'm careful, I don't want to touch your feet too much, but to really put your heart and to get into it, as to the Lord. This thought of hospitality and a desire to give someone your very best. When we are doing that faithfully in our lives, there will be a great reward for it. I want to ask, if in life we stop focusing so much on what is fair, how would our lives change? Sometimes I read news or listen to news, and it really troubles me, the types of things that are going on out there. The types of abuse, the murders, all the things that happen to children. The types of laws that are being passed. The types of people that are being elected. And I'm thinking, this isn't fair, this isn't right. And it can really trouble me. And then there are things more personal than that. There are ways that we can be treated. Perhaps opportunities in life that pass us by and other people seem to get them. And we can think, well, life just isn't fair. But I want to ask, what would happen if we would not focus so much on whether or not life is fair and begin living life more as to the Lord? Think back about the scripture that I first read about servants and masters, how the servants are to serve them as to the Lord. If we put our whole heart into it, into life, into treating people right, in our relationships, do you believe our lives would be more successful and more blessed? I believe the Lord would bless that. Instead of worrying about people appreciating me, my name being what it ought to be, it says that Jesus made of himself no reputation. He wasn't so worried about that. I want to live my life in that way, where it's not so much what people think or the reward that I get in this life, but I want to live my life as to the Lord. God will reward everything, both good and evil. The scripture says, whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. So if I'm living my life each way, each day, as to the Lord, he will reward that. Or if I think I can get away with things and I'm not doing it as to the Lord, he will reward that also. Let us be careful in our lives. You think about the martyrs, all the people that have suffered unjustly. As long as they did things as to the Lord, there is a great reward for that. Matthew 23 and 35. Upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, the son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. People have felt like they've gotten away with things. There were many unsolved murders in Honduras, murder capital of Central America. And people may feel like, I got away with it. Nobody caught me. But the Lord is keeping track of all these things. And he's looking at each of our lives. Let us keep that in mind. And let us live our lives as to the Lord. We will have happier lives, I'm persuaded. We will be more contented. We will have better relationships with other people if we can focus more on living as to the Lord and less on what's fair and how I have been treated. May the Lord bless us all.